Time now to talk a little bit of racing with Brad Davidson. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, going really well, mate. They're racing at Rose Hill tomorrow, and plenty of questions will be answered on some of these horses that have a bit of a boom on them.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's, you know, like obviously out of carnival time now, but it's still a very interesting meeting at Rose Hill. And you're right, some of those questions will be answered. Is Rahera in the Stars probably one of those? He was so impressive. He's 2 from 2, but he was so impressive last time out when graduating to Saturday City level back on a good surface. He won by 4 lengths. And I suppose if he can reproduce that, you know, then we're cooking with gas, so to speak. And I'm sure he's heading towards the Brisbane Summer Carnival anyway. But he'll get back there again at Rose Hill on Saturday, you'd expect, dropping back 100 metres. But he's $1.55 in the opening race, and it'll be interesting to see whether he can continue on his merry way, because he was very, very impressive last time out. Also, Seasons, another one returning for Les Bridge. She's got a very big boom on her, trialled up sensationally coming into this. So we'll see if she can justify her quote of $2.30. She's been heavily backed already into that quote and drawn well. And, you know, her four runs to date have all been very, very good. She should have won first time or first up last preparation, very stiff not to win. And after that, she was very impressive for the rest of the campaign. And the last of those is Newspan in the last race was ultra impressive first up against the girls. Now takes on the boys with the big weight. But, you know, his sectionals first up were clearly the best of the day by a couple of lengths as well. The last 600, last 400 and last 200 of the day. So see if she can go in with the job there in the last with the big weight as well. So they're the three horses that I'm really looking forward to seeing in particular. And seeing whether they can justify those booms around them.
Yeah, well, Newsfan's got that 61 kilos. It's a $3.40 favourite for the last, and obviously favourites have got a terrific record of getting up in the last in Sydney of recent times. But in saying the 61 kilos for Newsfan, Sam Weatherly takes the ride, so it's actually 59 kilos, isn't it?
Yeah,
in reality.
That's the key.
But, I mean, apprentices get a claim for a reason, don't they?
They do, but I've always said for a while, I think Sam Weatherly claims a bit of a bonus in Sydney, because I think he's not up there with the top echelon jockeys, but he's up there with some of the decent senior jockeys for mine. So I think the 59 kilos is perfect. And the good thing about her is she does draw that really nice gate to get a lovely run midfield, peel to the outside and hopefully be too strong. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. Newsfan's one of two intriguing runners for Kim Waugh on the day. Of course, Our Century returns in one of the earlier races, and well, this is a horse that's always shown plenty of ability, probably doesn't go deep into a preparation, but here he is first up at 1900 metres. And I just wanted to give him a mention, because I know Duff was sort of saying yesterday on social media he thinks he's over the odds. Paul Joyce and I both had him on top on form line last night as well, and talking to Kim Waugh yesterday, said, you know, he's trialled up really well first up at 1900 metres. He's always been a better second up horse in the past, but she said, look, she wouldn't be surprised if he wins, but at the same time, he's not fully wound up and will improve with the run all the same.
Victorum, starting again up there in Brisbane after, what I think, ran fifth in the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, he did. He just got to forgive that run on the wet track. He didn't seem to get through the heavy ground there at all, but he'll go up to Brisbane to Doomben for the Keep now this weekend, which pretty much kicks off the Queensland Summer Carnival, the Brisbane Summer Carnival up there. Really looking forward to that over the coming months. Obviously culminates with the Magic Millions on the Gold Coast in January. So, yeah, he's been well backed in the Keep now up there and race 8 at Doomben on the weekend, and hopefully he can bounce back after that forgive run first up in the Kosciuszko.
You've sort of covered your best bets in a way, mate. Race 9, number 1, Newsfan, and race 8, number 5, Seasons. What about best value?
Yeah, they look the two best on the program. Best value for me, race 7, number 6, Dissolute, around that $9.50, $10 each way. Beat Homosaurian the other day, but yet Asaurian's $4 and he's $10. I just think that's a silly price about this horse. I think we can back him each way and get a result there. And also playing race 8, number 3, Nicky's Gold to Place, at around that $4.60 mark. It's in that same race as Seasons, so we can back Seasons to win or put her in a multi and take race 8, number 3, Nicky's Gold to Place as well at around that $4.60.
Yep, it's $4.60. That's race 8, Nicky's Gold to Place at $4.60. Race 7, number 6, Dissolute at $10 each way currently. Thanks, Brad. Have a big weekend, mate. Enjoy Canterbury tonight as well.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we'll have some Canterbury. Join us on Sky Thoroughbred Central tonight. We'll be on track there at Canterbury. I'm just going through the form as we speak there.